This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I do want to go on the record. I'm a big fan of daylight saving time. I like a little more light at the end of the workday, and I understand we can't stay that way all year round, or it'd be dark till 9 a.m. in the dead of winter. I do get that part. By the way, the new NFL year starts this week, Wednesday to be exact. That means free agency. And here we are in a world where Sam Darnold is the biggest name in NFL free agency. Go back 1 year ago, and if you would have told me that the key free agent and where he lands would be Sam Darnold, who would have believed that? And to sort that out and more, Dane Mizutani joins us from the Pioneer Press. You heard Dane all season long on the morning news with Vanita, typically on Mondays. By the way, Dane, great job with Vanita on the morning news. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's always fun going on with her and then recapping the game. And, yeah, excited to get this thing rolling again.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is a year-round league. That's for sure. Interest in the NFL is off the charts. You obviously know that being on the beat. And here we go. But Sam Darnold, I lay that out there a year ago. If you would have said Sam Darnold would be the biggest name in free agency in early March 2025, who would have believed that?
Yeah, I don't think many people would have believed that. Maybe if the Vikings were being honest with themselves, they wouldn't even have believed that. But it speaks to the season he's had and how incredible he played, the growth he showed under head coach Kevin O'Connell and that entire Vikings offense. I mean, he's really earned this payday that's going to come. It sounds like, you know, the reports, which usually there is some intel that there's been a wink-wink, nudge-nudge deal worked out. We saw it last year with Kirk Cousins. The reports surfacing today are that Sam Darnold's probably going to sign with Seattle on Monday or agree to terms once the legal tampering period in the NFL opens up. And I think he's going to sign a pretty lucrative deal at being, like you said, maybe the top free agent out there. But just, I couldn't be happier for the guy. I think he got dealt a pretty crappy hand in New York, continued to just kind of be a good soldier, went to Carolina, backed up a year in San Francisco, really journeyman route to where he is now. And now he's going to be rewarded with some money that could create some generational wealth for him and his family.
Yeah, and Dane, I think a lot of fans think about the regular season finale in Detroit with the Rams. Didn't go his way. He played poorly. I think anybody would admit it wasn't his night, not 100% his fault. And then the game with the Rams, same deal. Didn't play particularly well. Certainly not 100% of us. It's the ultimate team game. You can't hang it all on the quarterback. But I now think with some time and space and thinking about those games and where the O-line was and maybe where the team was as a whole, you can't hang it all on Darnold in those two games.
No, I think Sam probably lost himself some money. Yep. Over the last 2 weeks of the season with just how it all happened. I think even with Seattle giving him this deal or in position to give him this deal, if they end up doing that, the money probably looks a little different if he plays well in the regular season finale against Detroit or in the playoff game against the Los Angeles Rams. But you are right when I look at that Los Angeles Rams game in particular. Look, the Detroit game against the Lions, Sam did look like he crumbled under the pressure. He missed throws that he usually makes. You just go back and watch the film of that game. There's touchdowns all over the place in the red zone, and Sam Darnold just doesn't see it. So if you want to say that game he underwhelmed, yes, I think I would agree with you. The fact that the Los Angeles Rams game then happens 6 days later, it's easy to conflate the two, but those are two different games completely. I don't think any quarterback plays well in front of that offensive line that the Vikings trotted out there in the playoff game against the Rams. We saw it in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes played terribly with his offensive line crumbling in front of him. So I think when you zoom out, you can kind of separate those two games. Very bad in Detroit. I'll give him a little bit more of a pass for the way he played in the playoff game. Probably lost himself some money, but I think what we're seeing now is you win 14 games, you throw for over 4,000 yards, you throw for 35 touchdowns. People can overlook maybe your worst game for the bigger sample size.
Dane Mizutani joining us from the Pioneer Press on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Vikings. Free agency starts on Wednesday. A little bit more about Darnold. There was some thought that the Vikes might hang the franchise tag on him and then try to trade him. There is some risk and all of that. We don't need to get too far into the weeds, but was there ever a thought that Darnold could be coming back or the Vikings would even sign him to a deal beyond putting the franchise tag on him?
Yeah, I think if the Vikings franchise tagged Darnold, and they did not, the Tuesday deadline came and went, if they did end up pulling that lever, I think it would have been to trade him. It would have been because they have found in their conversations at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis that there is a team that wants to jump the line. I don't think Sam Darnold was ever going to play on the franchise tag in Minnesota. $40 million tied up into that guy with all the other needs you have on the team. I just don't think it was going to happen. I know the Seattle report has surfaced, and it sure seems like it's going to be going that way. But I do think there was a world, and maybe there is still a world, where the Vikings would have Sam Darnold back at their number. You've seen the Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell regime do this, where they draw a pretty definite line in the sand, and they say, this is our number, and they don't move from that. I think they probably have a number in mind for Sam Darnold. I just think it's probably going to be a lot lower than the going rate on the market. So I think there is some truth to the fact that if they could have their cake and eat it too, they would want him back. But with the amount of holes they have to fill in free agency and with a lack of draft capital going into this draft as well, the math just doesn't math. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and by the way, the door open for Darnold potentially in Seattle with Geno Smith going over to the Raiders. That brings up another name, a guy they brought in, and that's Daniel Jones. And there certainly figures to be some interest in Jones as everyone tries to find quarterbacks, because everybody knows it's the most important position in the NFL. Without a quarterback, you really don't have a chance.
Yeah, and I think that's where Daniel Jones signing with the Vikings last year, being on the practice squad, being elevated at the end of the year, that was all done, I think, with this in mind. If Sam Darnold moves on, we got a small sample size of what this guy looks like in our building, and he gets to kind of see that from his perspective. Is this a good fit with the Vikings? The only issue with that is Sam Darnold might have suitors elsewhere. He might have a team willing to pay him more than the Vikings will pay him. He might have a team that's willing to say, you're our guy, you're our QB1. You don't have to compete for the job, which I think if he signs back here, it would be under the guise of, yeah, you're going to compete with J.J. McCarthy for the starting job, and you're probably going to lose and be the backup. If Daniel Jones wants to be a starter, there might be an avenue for him out there. So the Vikings are going to be bidding against other teams not only for Sam Darnold, but for Daniel Jones as well.
And then there's the Aaron Rodgers angle in all of this. And I kind of shrug it off and say, number one, why would any team in their right mind want to bring that into their building? And that being a very descriptive word for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I might agree with you, but there is the whole Brett Favre loop that everyone wants to be closed. And yeah. Aaron Rodgers obviously starts his career in Green Bay like Brett Favre does, plays for the New York Jets like Brett Favre does. Yeah. It only makes sense if he finishes his career with the Vikings like Brett Favre did. I don't know. I don't see it necessarily, but you see some of the murmurings come out today. It does lead me to believe there is some interest, at least from Aaron Rodgers' side. Is there interest from the Vikings side? I guess we'll see. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, why the heck wouldn't you want to come play here? If you're Aaron Rodgers and you're pushing 40 and you want to contend for a Super Bowl, well, there's one team that might need a QB1 out there that can help you contend for a Super Bowl and that you could, in theory, help contend for a Super Bowl. The New York Giants are not going anywhere. They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year. They're not going to sniff the playoffs next year.
No.
Like the Cleveland Browns, same thing. If there's one team out there that would be the fit Aaron Rodgers is looking for, it is probably the Minnesota Vikings. But it takes two to tango. We'll see on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week if there's mutual interest from both sides. But the reports that came out this morning certainly makes me think that it is a possibility.
Well, and Dane, what you think about the weapons they have, any free agent quarterback, you have Justin Jefferson, et cetera, that's got to be intriguing in itself. Just the fact that, you know, okay, there's O-line issues to be addressed. We all know that. But you certainly have, you know, one of the two or three best receivers in the NFL, and Justin Jefferson, some would say he's number one. I know you could argue, but certainly top three, easy.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that's why if Aaron Rodgers truly does have interest, it's because of the pieces in place in Minnesota. I think the only thing that would make Minnesota not an attractive landing spot for any quarterback. Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't fit into this mold because if he signs, he's probably starting. But if you're one of the other free agents out there, do you want to step into a room with J.J. McCarthy, the prodigal son who was selected number 10 overall, who the entire fan base wants to start? That's probably why Minnesota isn't the most attractive quarterback option to some, is because, well, do they even want me here?
Yeah, if
you're looking at that. But, yes, across the board, you would be hard-pressed to find a team that has more offensive weapons than the Vikings that also simultaneously has a quarterback need.
Yeah. Dane, before we let you go and run out of time, and thanks again for your time, what's the priority for the Vikings? What are you expecting on Wednesday for the Vikings to do free agent-wise?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to shore up the interior of the offensive line, whether that's signing one guard, whether that's signing two guards, whether that's signing a guard and a center. Maybe it's signing all three positions. I don't know. I think they are going to make a concerted effort to get better in the interior of the offensive line. Just hasn't been good enough. I mean, it hasn't been good enough for going on a decade now. I think they're going to work and use that money that they have to address that, probably first and foremost. I could see them going shopping on the cornerback market. If they don't bring back Byron Murphy Jr., then I think it might make sense to go sign a cornerback. And then I think they will kick the tires on the interior of the defensive line too. But there's holes across the board, and I think they're going to be pretty busy as soon as Monday.
All right. Well, Dane, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime.
All right, there he is, Dane Mizutani of the Pioneer Press, covers the Vikings. And you hear him in season on Mondays, typically, with Vanita on the morning news here on News Talk 830-WCCO. When we come back, we'll run through the headlines from the day in sports and say goodbye here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.